We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Virtual Assistant Training. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions, and I'll be your executive coach for today's group coaching session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Today, we're going to be talking about the phone calls, and today's guest is going to be Bobby Lowe. Bobby's now, I think, going into his third week as a VA owning his own company. He's had some initial successes. Now he's getting, now he's getting pounded pretty heavy, hard on making phone calls. And so today's conversation is just if you're struggling in making phone calls or seeing success on the phone calls, what is it that you do? How do you make it through that? How do you see success? And so, Bobby, for somebody brand new, do you have, you're not through this point. You had mentioned kind of in the pre-show where, I don't like making phone calls referring to yourself, and I don't like getting shut down, and most people, normal people don't, but you seem to, Mark, you do. Actually, the epiphany I had moving from an unconscious competence to a conscious competence, I don't like it any more than anybody else. I just know that I'll figure out a script that's going to win. And so in that situation, Bobby, I was showing Bobby, and I got hung up on once and changed the script and started getting appointments from that point on. So it just took one revision, one tweak. But that's after, a couple decades of doing this. And so if you don't have the confidence that you're going to win, what you can often go into is a slow death. And so you make less phone calls. You make less phone calls. You make them less effective. And that's just disastrous. So you have less energy, less enthusiasm, less passion. Well, you just gradually, slowly die. What's interesting is that often people that don't have experience at it struggle with it, jump in, start making phone calls, they don't see success, and, I say, or whoever coaching, mentoring them says, do it this way, and the person will say, well, that doesn't work, that won't work. It's like, huh, okay, well, I guess you've become an expert now, and maybe it won't work. The question is, do you have a better way? If you don't have a better way, well, then try the way that being recommended. Now, if I give you direction on how to make phone calls, if I give you a script or tonality or a mindset or whatever, and you don't believe it won't work, you're almost guaranteed it won't work. If you believe it will work, that doesn't mean that it will, but at least you have a fighting chance. If you believe it will work, it doesn't work, it may not work for two reasons. One is it may not work because even though you believe you're doing it the way you're directed, you're not. There's one small piece that's off. Or, so you just need to do it again and again. Nothing's going to work every single time. So if you can get it to work 1 out of 10, that's really good. Once you get it to work 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 100, so you should be able to make it work 1 out of 100. Then you go and say, okay, how do I get it to work 2 out of 100, 10 out of 100? How do I get it to work 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10? And so it's talking about the quantity and the quality to be really good on the phone, to be really effective on the phone, which is where you need to be to probably be a virtual assistant. That is a skill that you need to acquire, because so many people are not good. And so Bobby has a really funny story before he shares that one. I think it'll be good. You'll get a laugh out of it. But I was talking with a client we're coaching today. Ginger Ann was virtual assistant. She was making calls, and she got, she's talking to somebody, and she said, what's the biggest challenge? And the lady said, well, finding efficient, effective partners, employees, people around me, customers, it's like people aren't effective and efficient. And the owner of this printing company said, I was really impressed that they would give that information to a total stranger. And so when you start getting into conversations, when you start laughing with people, when they start sharing things with you that are personal, Bobby had the ultimate experience. I've never seen this in 20 years. Bobby, what happened today?
I had someone I call share extremely personal medical information with me. As a way of putting it, I suppose.
We could put it that way. Or we could just be really direct like a driver is and say, so Bobby's talking to this guy and says, what's your biggest challenge? And he says, I've got a medical device up my butt. And it's like, okay. And so I told Bobby when he shared that, I said, that's a really good sign that they're sharing. So it's stunning how much people will share over the phone. I mean, they will open up, they'll pour their whole life out to you. One of our clients went ahead and, we've been training their sales force in the same thing, and, they're in technology sales in the printing industry, and so he called a printer, and the printer went ahead and said, he said, well, what's your biggest challenge? And she almost, like, broke down in tears, and she poured out, she bought the printing company from her dad 15 years ago, but things aren't going so well, and so she's got a resume out, and she just poured her heart and soul out to this guy, and he said, it's all because I asked her what her biggest challenge was. And so people don't recognize that biggest challenge took us, I don't know, over 15, 18 years to discover the power of that one question and to love help with. And so... Bobby, anything that we can do to help you? Maybe you can pass along some of the advice that Lissy gave.
The first thing I would say to anyone starting to do this is you have to just start doing it. And, I mean, today when I went to call, it took me probably half an hour to make the first call. I mean, I made breakfast, I went and changed clothes, I mean, I looked the guy's name up, and then I changed my mind, looked someone, I mean, it took me a long time.
Have you ever heard the story Tom shares about that situation?
Yeah, I think so.
About where he was at the agent's office, and so Tom Kuhn's most recent past president of Century 21, he shares about he was in an office, and there's this new agent, and she picked up the phone, and then she dialed, and she was ready to dial, and she hung up. She picked it up, dialed, hung up, picked it up, hung up, picked up, hung up. She kept doing this, and after, I don't know, 10 minutes of watching her do this, he went over, and he says, what are you doing? She's like, I'm calling. He says, but you've made no calls. Well, yeah, but I'm afraid, and this, and this, and this. And he says, come with me, and bring your script. So she comes with him, goes out into the parking lot, and he said, that guy over there by the car, go over and do your script to him. Well, I don't know my script. Just go over and read it to him. Just do it. So she goes up to the guy, and she introduces herself, shakes the guy's hand, and then she pulls, it has the script, and she just reads him the script. The guy starts laughing and said, that is so wild. I have never had a salesperson do that before. He says, I'll always remember you. And so you're absolutely right, Bobby. You just have to jump in. You just have to jump in. It is fun. It is enjoyable when you get somebody funny on the phone, somebody that you can laugh with. But you're going to have people that are mean. You're going to have people that are jerks. You're going to have people that are going to hang up. You're going to have all of those type of things. But you're one person away from the sale. You're one person away from meeting somebody that could be a friend, for your whole life. And you've got to have, that kind of a mindset to be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Other thoughts, questions, suggestions?
Yeah, and then with the person that I shared that story about, that honestly, that was the first time I'd ever even used the biggest challenge or love help on, because I'd never really gotten to that point in a conversation.
Right.
Because I didn't understand the importance of getting to that point in a conversation.
Ah.
So far I've been avoiding it because I'd seen notes in people's contacts where it's like, I asked for the biggest help and they hung up, or asked biggest challenge and they hung up, and it's like, oh, you know, yeah, that does kind of sound like you're trying to sell something. So I didn't want to get hung up on, so I avoided it, and I tried to be very passive of just, hi, I'm calling on behalf of Synergy and calling about an email we sent out, see if you got that. And if they're like, oh, you know, I didn't get it, I'm like, oh, well, we resend it. Have a good day. Bye. And I'm like, wow, they didn't hang up. But then
gotcha.
This guy today had already said he was not interested.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so, I mean, he can't say no now because he's already said no. So at this point, it's, okay, well, what's your biggest challenge? And even if he had hung up, I wouldn't feel any dejection because he had already pretty much said no. So, I mean, I would just – you really just have to, I mean, go for it. And the worst thing that can happen is that they will hang up on you. And it's really not that bad, I guess, once you.
Yeah, and that you go to the next one. It's, you know, and that's where, you know, previous single mom, she was working from home. And I remember she went from, you know, into a virtual assistant position. Now, remember, it's so funny. She's like, you know, Mark, for the first, I don't know what it was, 3 months, she's like, I didn't want anybody to pick up the phone. All I wanted them to do is just leave messages. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not going to make any money if I don't have them pick up the phone. I want them to pick up the phone. Just that mindset, you know, that mindset is there's people out there that, you know, are hurting. There's people out there that, you know, that you can make a difference in their life and their business. You may be the difference between them staying in business and you know, losing business, getting out of business. There's people out there that need help, that are interested in and open to help. And so there's all of those opportunities, but you got to pick up the phone. And so Bobby's advice, just pick up the phone and do it. And this is why it's so important for your quantity. To go after 20 phone calls in an hour and say, okay, that's my goal. Go after 20 phone calls in an hour, talk to 4 people an hour, and of those 4, get 1 appointment. Get 1 appointment an hour scheduled. And the way we're going to do that is, you know, when somebody says, I'm not interested, say, you know, before you hang up on me, or you can say things like, I sense you're going to hang up on me before you do that. I mean, what if they hang up on you after you did that? You're just like, okay. I mean, when you understand that you're doing it more for their benefit than for your benefit, it gives you confidence. And so, yeah, before you hang up, could I ask you one question? And then it's, you know, what's the biggest challenge you're facing? If that one doesn't work for you, try that out a few times. You can lead it. You can have other questions. You can say, you know, if what you believed was not true, would you want to know it? I mean, that's a brand new question. I've never tried that one just cold. But it's like, so you want to continue to be creative. You want to try biggest challenge or what they'd love help with, you know, or you can try, you know, well, which of these 4 shapes would you tend to like the most, a cube, a pyramid, wavy line, or ball? And then get that. I mean, you want to experiment with different things so you get over the fear of asking questions. That's why the first 7 lessons are so critical in finding, discovering your life vision, because the first one, you go out to, you know, 3 people you know and ask, you know, key questions. The second one, you go out to, I think it's 3 people you don't know. When you get to the point where you can talk to a total stranger in a casual situation, you can find out key information that can transform their life and turn it into business opportunities, turn it into money for you. That's when you're going to be set and ready to go. So, Bobby, anything else we can cover today that would be helpful to you personally in your journey and or, you know, to others that are going through the program?
Nothing comes to mind, no.
Okay. What about mental toughness, mindset, you know, anything there?
Yeah, that's something I would actually be careful with because – at least from my experience, I could be totally wrong. When I started out, that's exactly what I went for. I was like, well, if I'm just really tough and I'm, you know, I don't need these people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And they can't hurt me even if they hang up.
Okay.
And then I was just very, like, unpersonable to them. And it was just, yeah, you know, if they don't want it, all right, yeah, fine. And also, I didn't connect with them on the phone because there was a wall that I was putting up. You
gotcha.
Really have to let that down, and it's going to be more painful. But they can tell when you talk to them and you are open because it encourages them to be open. And once they're open, it just makes it that much easier to get the biggest challenge and what they'd love help on.
Yeah, what we need to do is we need to do another one, a version two of this, where Ginger Ann is on, my mom is on, because she's made probably over 100,000 phone calls. She did the ministry and the Phones for You project, and so she's really good. I might be able to find that, dig up that session I had with her and Ginger Ann and Rosanna. It's interesting. Jason Eckert said to me yesterday, he says, you know, when your wife answers the phone, it's like, she's amazing on the phone. I just want to say, wow, that feels so good. Can you talk to me longer? And so there were three generations of Boersma, my mom, my wife, and my daughter, and all three of them are just absolute killers on the phone. And then have Lissy on. Lissy will be a natural on the phones because she's always just looking to be a friend. She's always just open. She's always energetic, exciting. You know, it's just like, yeah, I just want to meet a new friend today. So that's a good point on the insight on having openness, vulnerability, having some fun, being able to laugh, you know, recognizing that, you know, hey, you can reach across the country and you can impact somebody and make a difference. So hopefully if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you know, catches you at a really good time, and maybe you're discouraged or maybe you haven't gotten into it, you know, kind of bookmark this one and say, you know, if you ever get discouraged, if you ever feel like giving up, you're one phone call away from success. Make that extra phone call, set those goals, say this is what I need to get through. And, you know, it's often, most of the time, it's that 20th call or maybe 21st call or 22nd or 23rd call, and you'll accomplish more on that last call than you did the whole day. Keep the perseverance. Go through that. God bless, and have a great day.